You're with SBS Radio.
Isang taon nang nakalipas nang inanunsyo na legal na ang same-sex marriage sa Australia. Pagkatapos nito, mahigit 5,000 same-sex weddings na ang naganap sa bansa. Ito ang ulat ni Abby O'Brien na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Noong nakaraang taon, nasa Belmore Park sa Sydney, sina Selwyn Lemos at Banfu Leong. Handang magmarcha sa inaasahan nilang huling pagkakataon kung kailan mangangampanya sila sa pag-legalize ng same-sex marriage sa Australia. Nagkatotoo ang kanilang paniwala. Ilang araw pagkatapos nito, sa 15 ng Nobyembre ng 2017, inanunsyo sa Australia na nanalo ng suporta ang same-sex marriage sa isang national survey. Pagkatapos ng isang taon, nakatayo si Ginoong Leong sa Belmore Park kasama ang kanyang asawa. Paniwala niya na naging bahagi siya ng mahalagang kaganapan sa kasaysayan.
That it's a significant achievement, you know, that we were part of that fight for equality, and now we have it. It feels good.
Masayang nagsasalita sila Ginoong Leong at Ginoong Lemos habang binabalikan ang araw ng rally.
1 year ago, we were here as part of a rally for the yes vote, and we gathered here, and then from here we marched down
George Street to Victoria Park, and it felt good that there was such huge support, not from just the gay community,
but from wider community. Yeah,
straight friends of ours were here with us, and that was, it was fantastic.
Hindi nawala ang suportang iyon kahit humina ang balibalita ukol sa botohan. At kahit nabaon ang issue sa mga balita ilang linggo bago naging legal ang same-sex marriage. Nitong buwan ng Nobyembre, kinasalang dalawa sa harap ng kanilang mga kaibigan at kapamilya. Pagkatapos ng isang sekretong commitment ceremony sa Singapore kung saan sila nanirahan noong 2003 bago sila lumipat ng Australia, maaari na nilang ipaalam sa buong mundo ang ukol sa kanilang relasyon at pagmamahalan.
It's time to scream and shout, this is what we've been waiting for 21 years, and that we could finally do it and be on equal terms with everyone else.
Yeah, we really can't be any happier, because it is a dream come true in so many ways.
Ayon kay Ginoong Lemos, matagal nang may stigma laban sa mga same-sex couples sa bansa niyang Singapore, kung saan tinitingnan bilang kriminal ang mga homosexuals. Sa ani Ginoong Leong, ganun din daw sa Brunei kung saan siya pinanganak.
It's potentially worse because it's a Muslim country, and the law is no different. It criminalizes homosexuality, and we live basically in the shadows all the time, and part of the reason why we moved to Australia is because we see a better side of better possibility of life here than anywhere else.
Para sa kanilang kasal sa Australia, pinili ng dalawa ang isa sa pinakapublikong lugar sa bansa, ang Sydney Opera House. Ayon sa kanilang celebrant na si Stephen Lee, di maipinta ang kasiyahan ng dalawang nagmamahalan.
And when I pronounced that they were husband, there was a huge cheer, and that cheer went on for 3 or 4 minutes, and I thought it was never going to stop.
Saan ni Liberal MP Dean Smith, ang mga okasyong ito ang nagpapakita ng kagandahan ng kanilang natamo. Si Ginoong Smith ang autor ng same-sex marriage bill na ipinasa sa parlamento.
When I went to my first gay wedding and those words were announced, there was that same feeling of euphoria in the crowd. But for me personally, I thought, wow, this is what I and others have actually done. This is that was the first really powerful, tangible demonstration that I had that what we had done in the law was now impacting the real lived experience of LGBTI Australians who chose to get married.
Pagkatapos ng 23 pagsubok ng iba't ibang partido, si Senator Smith ang nagpasa ng panukalang batas upang i-amenda ang Marriage Act. Iniba ang ibig sabihin ng marriage bilang lamang a union of two people. Ipinasa ang panukalang batas sa House noong 7 ng Disyembre at tinanggap ito kinabukasan ng Royal Assent. Mula noon, 5,420 same-sex marriages na ang naganap sa Australia. Saad ng celebrant na si Stephen Lee, ang 2018 ang pinaka-busy niyang taon dahil sa pagdami ng same-sex weddings.
In the past year, I've done 132 marriages and 54 of them have been for same-sex couples. So that's 40% of my business, which is, you know, clearly a huge amount. It's really interesting to see how things are going to go into the future. I was expecting things to get a bit quieter from now on, but actually, same-sex bookings are still coming through at an absolutely cracking pace. So I think 2019 is also going to be just as busy, if not even more so.
Mahigit 7 milyong Australiano ang bumoto ng yes sa panukalang batas. Saad ni New South Wales Independent MP, Alex Greenwich, na masaya siya at ito ang naging resulta ng pagboto.
It was so wonderful to see the movement grow over the decade that I was involved. There were a number of setbacks surrounded, but with every setback, we sought to use that to empower people to not take no for an answer, and to turn that into a yes. Support for our community has never been higher.
Ngunit hindi lahat ay masaya sa resulta na ito. Ayon kay Lyle Shelton ng Australian Conservatives, itong same-sex marriage legislation na ito weaponized anti-discrimination laws. Dahil daw dito, nakompromiso ang freedom of speech sa Australia.
And allows political activists to use anti-discrimination law against those who will always believe that marriage is between one man and one woman and who will always want to live out that belief either individually or in community groups and to be able to express that view publicly without fear of being dragged off to a human rights tribunal or commission just like Archbishop Porteous was.
Hindi pinayagan ng Catholic Archbishop of Hobart na si Julian Porteous, si Father Frank Brennan na magsalita dahil sa pagsuporta niya sa same-sex marriage. Dahil sa naging debate ukol sa same-sex marriage, hiningi ng dating pamahalaang Turnbull na gawa ng review ang kalayaan sa relihiyon. Pinangunahan ito ng dating Attorney General na si Philip Ruddock sa naging review. Pinayagan ang mga religious organizations na mag-discriminate base sa sexualidad. Saad ni Alex Greenwich na dahil dito patuloy ang mga pagsubok ng LGBTQI community.
Well, clearly we still face a campaign to use religious freedoms as the excuse to increase discrimination against our community. But it is wonderful when you look at the result of the response, right? It is wonderful when you look at the response of Australians against the Ruddock Review, saying that there should not be any more discrimination in any area of the law against the LGBTI community.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.